Tabitha had been standing in front of the mirror for a full 5 minutes, transfixed by her own image. To the undiscerning eye, not much had changed, only that she had moved from full to half mourning. Her rich chestnut hair coiffured as conservatively but stylishly as usual. Her maid Ginny would allow nothing less. Her jewellery was minimal, tasteful, and clearly extremely expensive. Her now-deceased husband had deeply cared that she was always a visual representation of his power and influence. But what did seem different were her eyes. Over the 2 years of her hellish marriage, she had become used to seeing dead, emotionless eyes staring back at her. Eyes that spoke to a crushed soul. But today, for the first time since the night of her marriage to Jonathan Chesterton, the Earl of Pembroke, those eyes had some life in them. Jonathan's death should have ended her suffering, but it didn't. The police investigation and the attendant sensationalist publicity consumed the 6 months following the death. And of course, there was the faux horror by the upper echelons of society who were secretly lapping up every bit of gossip and enjoying the spectacle of the disgrace of one of the formerly untouchable families. In the end, Tabitha was still untouchable enough, and the death had been ruled death by misadventure. After all, when the police inspector had examined Jonathan's body, lying at the bottom of the marble staircase, the unnatural angle of his neck making clear that his neck was broken, the smell of whiskey emanating off him was undeniable. Since the ruling, she had barely left the house. Of course, society had generally shunned her, and that was more than fine with Tabitha.